Houston.
Thanks, Ian. One of the week's biggest business stories has been the continued reduction in Russian oil deliveries to the Czech Republic via the Druzhba pipeline. The pipeline, which is controlled by the Russian state-owned company Transneft, transports annually around 5.5 million tonnes of oil from Russia to the Czech Republic. In recent weeks, Russia has stopped sending up to 7,000 tonnes of oil a day. The reduction started on July the 8th, the date that Condoleezza Rice and her Czech counterpart Karel Schwarzenberg signed an accord to allow Washington to base part of its anti-ballistic missile shield in the Czech Republic. Moscow has cited technical reasons for the shortfall. This Wednesday, Czech oil importer Miro negotiated the delivery of around 250,000 tonnes of crude oil a month until the end of the year via the Czech-German IKL pipeline. A spokesperson for Miro said that this would fully offset the reduction in the amount of oil arriving from Russia.
The government's overhaul of the country's public services took another step forward on Thursday when the Senate approved key pension and health insurance reforms. The pension bill will raise the age of retirement to 65 years for men and women by 2030, from around 62 and 59 now. It will also extend the minimum required working period to 35 years, up from 25 at present. The health insurance bill is aimed at cutting one of Europe's highest absentee rates by drastically cutting sick pay for the first 3 days of illness. President Václav Klaus still has to sign the bills for them to take effect.
Czech rail operator České dráhy has been fined a whopping 270 million crowns, which is around $18.6 million, by the National Antitrust Office for abusing its market dominance. The fine is one of the highest that the Anti-Monopoly Office has ever handed out. The Bureau found that České dráhy had employed a number of unfair practices between 2003 and 2007 in the cargo division of its business. Its Slovak rival Spedtrans complained to the watchdog that the rail operator was employing a system of double pricing in a bid to encourage customer loyalty. České dráhy are yet to comment upon whether they will appeal the fine.
From trains to cars now, and news that Volkswagen is considering building its Up mini car in the Czech Republic. Executives are eyeing the Škoda plant in Vrchlabí, East Bohemia, as one possibility. The factory, which belongs to Volkswagen's Czech subsidiary, has just received around $89 million from the Czech government to improve its infrastructure and isn't currently operating at full capacity. In related news, Škoda recorded year-on-year growth of 17.9% in the first half of this year, selling more than 366,000 vehicles worldwide. The fastest growth was recorded in Eastern Europe, with Russian sales rising by over 80%.